Before we begin the actual davening of Psuchei Zimra, so we recite Karbonos. So the recitation of Karbonos really is a twofold purpose. So Tosfos writes that it is first and foremost the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Kedushin that there are three different parts of Torah. There's the Torah Shebichtav, there's the Mishnayos, and there's the Gemara. So one is really supposed to learn a little bit of these different parts of Torah every single day. So how do you make sure that everybody fulfills this obligation, even if a person doesn't necessarily have hours and hours to learn during the course of the day? Tosfos writes at least if they say the Karbonos in the morning, they say a few psukim from Chumash, they say a couple of Mishnayos, say the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, it's considered to be like part of Gemara, and therefore one fulfills the bare bone minimum of Limud HaTorah. This of course doesn't mean that should be the entire Torah that one learns, but even for a person that for whatever reason is not able to learn properly that day, at least they fulfill the basic obligation. In addition to the mitzvah Talmud Torah, the saying of Karbonos is also important, as the Gemara tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that we're going to receive Eretz Yisrael, Klai Yisrael will receive Eretz Yisrael, which Avraham Avinu responds back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what chus will we merit to receive Eretz Yisrael? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him at the time of the Bris Min HaBesorim, Bishchus HaKarbonos, the animals that are described in Parshas Lech Lecha, are reminiscent of the Karbonos that are going to be brought. So in the merit of the Karbonos, Klai Yisrael will merit to receive Eretz Yisrael, which Avraham Avinu turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu and asks, what about the Zmana Chorban? What about the Zmana Golos? When there are no Karbonos, there is no Beis HaMikdash like today. So in what chus will we be able to return to Eretz Yisrael? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds back to Avraham Avinu that in the chus of the recitation of the Karbonos, that even in the time of Chorban, when there is no actual Karbonos, there are no actual Karbonos, the saying of the Karbonos, the learning of the Karbonos, that itself will serve as a great merit for Klal Yisrael. So this is an additional reason why the Karbonos are recited. Rabbi Yonah in Masechet Brachos goes so far as to say that perhaps the recitation of Karbonos is actually really a mitzvah in HaTorah. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Avraham Avinu as such, that may take on almost the category, the height of a mitzvah in Daraisa. So whatever the case may be, once you try to say Karbonos in the morning, there are different parts of the Karbonos, and if one does not have time to say all Karbonos, one should at least try to say the Parshas HaTamid, the Parsha that begins with the Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, the Lelein of Rosh Chodesh. Once your tribe has a little more time to say the Parsha of Torah, once you try to say Ezer Makoman, Rabbi Shmuel, etc. When there's more time, even great, but at least the bare bone minimum of Karbonos, what you try to say. If for whatever reason, one is late for davening and he doesn't have time to say it, so one can say the Karbonos, you have to davening as well. So once you try to say a little bit of Karbonos every day, again, to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as well as to help and assist Klai Yisrael to have that chus of being able to return to Eretz Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.